In the middle of rush hour, a San Antonio man caught a drunk driver. He stopped the man after seeing him wreck and called police while shooting a now viral video.
Get out the car. Get out. Get out. Get out the car. You done. That's it. Get out. You drunk. Get out.
Yeah, the drunk was arrested. It was his third DUI. You can see the video on the Dean and Raj Facebook page.
Is he a hero or a grandstanding showboat?
Oh, he's a hero.
This guy was wasted.
Absolutely wasted.
I mean, that guy could have killed somebody or a family.
So he did a good thing.
Yeah.
But he's still grandstanding. He gets out of his car filming his own face.
He is posting it. What'd you say? He's a student?
He's a criminal justice major. So this is like a 20-year-old criminal justice major.
So this is like, hey, here's padding my resume.
No, he's just doing the right thing.
Why's he got to film it? Or maybe just to show that the guy's intoxicated?
And he's not filming the guy initially. He's filming himself.
The guy. You see the crash.
Yeah, but then he films himself. He puts his face right. He FaceTimes himself.
Because he's the one who's talking, but he's getting
Why does he have to
him
film
out?
Himself ever?
You know what?
He makes himself the star of it.
Right? Well, you know, okay, here's this. He's a criminal justice major, right? Maybe they had just talked about body cameras.
Well, this was
right? He doesn't, right? Body cameras get the...
Susie, always defending the selfie.
Right? I think it's...
body camera doesn't point back at the cop.
No, but the body camera has...
The body camera...
He totally was getting evidence. I think this guy's a hero.
I think he is, too. I think he did the right thing. But he's definitely...
Showboating.
Well, he did a Snapchat, is what it was. He didn't...
He Snapchatted his way to history,
Snapchat.
Is what he did with his face.
Look at my... I should get extra credit.
How good I am. Hey, there's a little more to it. We could listen to it in a minute. Should we?
Yes.
Okay.
We all want that drunk driver off the road.
Absolutely.
Nobody can argue that.
Yeah.
Let's look at this video that a guy shot of himself... doing a citizen's arrest almost on a drunk driver in San Antonio.
Doing a good civic duty, getting a drunk off the road. Susie has the story this morning. This guy witnessed this driver just driving a mess.
Yeah, the driver that he sees and he films it. You can see the video here, Raj, of what he...
You got to see this.
He's behind him right now on the road.
He goes
off
the road.
The SUV hits one of those meridians, almost tips over.
A meridian?
Or what do you call them?
Or like the barrier thing, you know, the metal barrier with the, there's a barrel.
Wow, look
there.
Right there. He's almost tipped over.
Yeah.
And so
and then
he
comes to a stop, and then this citizen comes up and confronts him.
Yeah, he almost tips.
He's jamming, too.
Hey, man, you done driving. Get out the car. You done driving.
Now he's showing himself here, walking up.
He's
instead of having it on the driver right then, you would be filming that driver, wouldn't you?
I maintain that he did a good thing, but he showboated a little bit.
No,
I guess that's fine.
Well, you know, you got you. I mean, people are going to be, you know, it's just this little time when he's walking to the car
where
when
his face is
the
only thing in the picture.
That's what you're doing because there's nothing happening. The guy's not getting out of his car or anything.
What if the guy bolts?
Well,
you would be busy filming yourself. You would miss him trying to exit the vehicle.
You're done driving. That's it. Get out the car. Get out. Get out.
Okay, now he's on him.
You're done. That's it. Get out.
Guys, obviously bleary-eyed.
You're drunk. Get out. Wow. You get out of the car. Call the police. Hey, he's drunk as hell. Call the police.
He's in a stupor.
He doesn't even look like he can see.
No.
Wow.
Yeah, his eyes are, he's catatonic. Yep. Eyes rolled back in the back of his head.
They said, you know, this is what happens. You see these people and you wonder how they end up on the wrong, going the wrong way on the freeway. Mm-hmm. And I mean, they're snowblind.
Yeah.
Call the police.
And this
get
guy
out of the car.
Here,
come on, get out. Get out of the car. No, you're done. Put it in park and get out of the car. Put it in park and get out of the car. You're done. That's it.
No. Alto.
He's like, no, what? No.
What was he doing like this? He was pointing at the guy like with a pretend handgun.
I think he was pointing at his eyes.
Is that what he was doing? Yeah. I can't see it. I'm talking about the drunk person in the car.
Police.
He's just
I think he's like, say, I didn't have my glasses on or something.
Oh,
I don't know.
Get out of the car.
He's pointing at his I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah, well, he arrested the driver. It was his third DUI.
He's going away.
Yeah.
Thank God he's off. And we've posted this, right? You can watch this guy. This guy is a hero. You can check it out on our Dean and Raj Facebook page or the Houston Eagle Facebook page.
Today's Wild Pitch brought to you by Classic Auto Group Galveston. Patriots owner Robert Kraft's young girlfriend secretly had a baby last year, and there's much debate as to whether Kraft is the father. Kraft's spokesman says Kraft is not the father, but many people think otherwise. The Patriots organization is being evasive about the subject. Kraft is 78. His girlfriend, Ricky Noel Lander, is 38. Hey, 40 years is not a big gap when you're a billionaire. And allow me to pass along the top five penalties we are calling on Robert Kraft for impregnating a much younger woman. Number five, neutral zone infraction. Number four, illegal use of hands. Number three, clipping below the waist. Number two, holding. And the number one penalty for impregnating a much younger woman, encroachment. That's today's Wild Pitch.
There's also a study. Susie did the story on this the other day that if you want to live to be in your 90s, Raj, I know you've said in the past.
I really don't.
You really don't want to live to be.
What can you do in your 90s except have people take care of you?
There are people that live well into their 80s, certainly. They're very spry and get around and have.
They've taken better care of themselves than me.
I'm not going to have any money left.
Right. There's the other thing, too. I don't want to outlive my resources. My mother lived till 85, mm-hmm. a year ago, and both her parents lived into their 90s. So there's genetics involved.
Yeah, I looked at Billy Graham, who's 99. Mm-hmm.
Right. Clean life.
I thought about my own father, who passed away at 81. I thought, wow, Billy Graham went another 18 years past. You know, that's like your whole adolescence, you know, that he got to live beyond what my dad lived.
I've seen, and we've seen people in their 80s that are still functional and, you know, and like you say, spry and alert.
Productive.
Betty White, you know, but mm-hmm. for the most part.
They're freaks.
You get to that 90 mark or like 85 mark, and I witnessed this with my mother. When it starts to go, it goes fast. Mm-hmm. You start to be, you know, mm-hmm. each year exponentially you get worse.
Well, if you want to stretch it out, what do you think's better? Having two pops of alcohol a day or exercising every day?
Well, just by the way you phrased this, I'm going to guess this study said two pops of alcohol.
Yeah, they surveyed 1,700 90-year-olds, people between 90 and 99.
Right.
How they got to be there and, you know, what their habits were. And it turns out there really isn't much difference between just drinking or exercising. Is that what we learned?
Yeah, I'm going to be 212.
You're going to live a long time.
So, I don't know what you should draw conclusions from that. You know, they have these studies all the time. Coffee's good, and the next week it's not good.
I think moderation's always the key in anything, and so damn difficult.
That's the hard part, right?
Yes.
I think it's more stressful trying to not eat or drink the things you want to eat or drink. Just go ahead and eat or drink
them.
You're
putting
less stress.
Of a burden. It's more of a burden.
Well, if I have to live a life of a miserly monk that eats berries and exercises every day just so I can tack 5 years on at age 90, bite me.
I'm spending it all now.
Sammy Hagar with his house in Hawaii just sold. You can see a picture of that on our Facebook page. We put that up yesterday. It's pretty sweet. Today on the Facebook, Susie posted a video of a naked guy. I guess he's in a motorcycle shop, and he's on a motorcycle getting very familiar with it.
He drops, it says, Randy Man drops trouser and has sex with a motorbike. You know, I love my motorcycle.
Not that much.
But, you know, yeah.
Steve posted, I wonder if he threw a rod.
What? Hey, y'all.
Are you kidding me? Also, the viral video of the man in San Antonio takes it upon himself to pull over a drunk driver or stop him from driving. It's a pretty dramatic video.
Get out the car. Get out. Get out. Get out the car. You done. That's it. Get out. You drunk. Get out.
You drunk.
And the guy is really wasted.
Yeah, when you look at him, he's gone, and that's his third DUI, and so I think that's prison time, isn't it?
He's like pointing at his face.
Like,
and,
I don't know, no glasses.
Jorge translated for us. The guy was saying that he had fallen asleep.
Ah.
Not that that's good.
You know, and by the way, when you drink a bottle of tequila, you may fall asleep.
I know I do.
It happens.
All right, stuff you can check out if you want. It's on our social media today. This is where you try to figure out the name of a famous dead person that we put in this envelope. You You want to play that? You can call now, 713-343-1075.
You know, when you think of the great games, you think of course, Jeopardy, maybe Wheel of Fortune. Then it's Dead Guy in the Envelope, ahead of The Price is Right.
Uh-huh. Also, what is the one with Steve Harvey?
Family Feud?
Family Feud, Family Feud. Yeah.
Way ahead of that. Way ahead of Family Feud.
I like the Family Feud.
I think it's scripted.
You don't believe the spontaneous things that happen.
That Steve Harvey's funny, but I think a lot of those things are set up and semi-scripted so he can come up with his witty responses.
Most things we see are planned.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
On TV, yeah.
Well, they write those, they write the questions, they just tee it up, so you gotta, you're right. Gonna have to say something ridiculous.
This is really the last game that is legitimate.
Right. There's no... It's really the last radio show that is.
Unless the now tainted celebrity birthday game is being talked about. That's under a cloud. But, well, maybe we should just get this going right now.
Where the heck's the envelope in the intro? Let's do this.
I'm ready.
What are we messing around for? I got the envelope.
He's dead,
John.
When I'm dead, I want his family dead.
Oh, why can't someone die?
They're dead! They're all dead!
Still got it.
All right, so if you want to play this game, call now. Phones are open.
Great gift, too. The tickets to the Houston Open happening, well, the whole week launches Monday, March 26th through Sunday, April 1st. 713-343-1075.
Bringing our first caller. It's going to be Jessica. Good morning. How are you?
Hi. Good morning.
Well, you got to go first. That's always hard.
Oh, yeah. It's okay. I kind of have an off-topic question, though.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait. No. We've got to stick with the game. What is your question here?
Yeah.
All right. Was he an entrepreneur?
No. Not an entrepreneur.
No.
Do you have a guess?
No.
Wait a second. All right. Thanks for playing.
We've ruled out Bindaman.
Terrence, how are you today? Do you have a question?
I'm fine.
What is your dead guy?
Was he an American?
Yes, American.
Was it Billy Graham?
Oh, they had the memorial yesterday for the late, great pastor.
He's lying in repose at the Capitol.
We can't put him
yesterday
in the envelope,
and today, and he'll be buried tomorrow.
Very poor taste to put him in.
Yeah, we're going to wait a little bit.
Maybe next week. Laura. Come in, Laura.
Good morning. Have we got any guesses yet? Any right answers?
He was an American. We know that. Not a businessman.
Okay. Was he an entertainer?
Yes, he was.
Hang on.
He was an entertainer.
Mm-hmm.
Robin Williams.
It is.
Robin Williams.
Not Robin Williams.
Which I think we had to wait almost 2 years to do him.
People are still guessing him.
Yeah.
He's so beloved. Kevin?
Good morning.
Good morning. So we have a dead entertainer. He's an American.
Was he an actor?
Yes, he's an actor.
How about Adam West?
Adam West, Batman.
No. Here comes Chili Dog. Chili, we have a dead American actor.
All right. Was he more known for TV?
You know, boy, that's a coin flip.
He's certainly known for TV.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, boy.
Do what you can with that nuance.
Yeah, no kidding.
Obviously, he's known for other...
Maybe Martin Landau?
Martin Landau from Mission... What was he in?
Mission Impossible.
Mission Impossible and some other things.
Space 1999 or something?
Space 1999. He was in a lot of crimes and misdemeanors. Woody Allen.
Right.
I think we did him, and it's not Martin Landau.
Thank you, Chili Dog. He does not add to his record today.
Drew's with us now, our sixth contestant this morning, as we try to figure out who this American actor is. He was on TV, among other things.
Drew?
Is this Drew?
Hello?
Hi.
What's your deal?
Did he die in the past 3 years?
No, did not die in the past 3 years.
I don't have a guess then. Thank you.
Okay. All right, thank you. What's your deal?
Jeff.
Good morning. That let not in the last 3 years really threw me.
That really opens up a lot of other years.
Time to audible.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure I can audible. Was he a comedic actor?
Yes, he was a comedic actor.
Oh, no. That helped.
Yeah, we'll go with Abe Vigoda, even though he's not dead yet.
He is dead,
he
sir.
He is dead, finally. I mean, finally. I mean, that you know, everyone kept pronouncing him dead for years, and he did pass away recently, but it's not Abe.
No.
I was just watching him in Godfather. It was on again.
He's great in that, by the way. Also
doesn't, and he dies in that, too.
So we have a dead American comedic actor who died more than 3 years ago. Ponder that. 713-343-1075. Welcome back to Dead Guy in the Envelope. We know a lot already. We have a dead American actor, a comedic actor. He was on TV, but he's also known for other vehicles of entertainment. Died more than 3 years ago. Terrence is on the line. Good morning, Terrence.
Good morning.
How are you?
Did he have his own TV show?
No, did not have his own TV show.
Okay, I'll say Ernest Borgnine.
Was on TV, right? With yeah. McHale's Navy.
And that's his comedic acting. He also did dramatic acting. It's not him, though.
Not Borgnine. Buzzer.
Most delayed buzzer ever.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Susie. Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Hello, Mike.
I was going to say Don Rickles, but that's not right.
You are right. Ricky, good morning.
Morning.
You have a question?
Yes. Can I give the name?
If you want.
Monty Hall.
Monty Hall, who was a game show host.
Not really a comedic actor, but thanks.
You know, when I was in California, I was driving through Cathedral City, California, and they have Monty Hall Drive.
Hmm. How about that?
Street named after him.
Can you believe that?
It just this floors me.
I know. That was kind of a funny street.
Yeah. Okay. Back to the game. Alan, how are you today?
Good morning, Susie. Dean and Hodge.
Yes,
how
Alan.
How are y'all doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I got... I was wondering if I was one of the speeches.
What are you saying?
Hmm?
Say it again.
I was wondering if that was one of the Stooges.
Not one of the Stooges.
Not a Stooge.
Sorry.
All right. Yeah, that's, I don't think, I guess that's a yes or no question, but it's sneaky because it's a yes or no question where you're actually asking a play or a character.
Mm-hmm.
Were we just duped somehow?
No, we buzzed him.
Okay.
I think we have to count that as a guess.
All right, Roy's on the line. Good morning, Roy.
Yes, good morning.
Hello.
Did he die of natural causes?
No, did not die of natural causes.
Good question.
John Belushi.
It is John Belushi. You win. Winner.
Wow.
You're going to the Houston Open, sir.
Thank you.
John Belushi, who died a long time ago, back in...
What year? How long has that been now?
Yeah, John Belushi died in 1982 at the age of 33. He's been dead longer than he was alive.
Yeah.
Hard to fathom that. And he died of a drug overdose.
Speedball. Cocaine and heroin mixture.
That was given him to him by a woman that once dated Gordon Lightfoot, and he wrote the song Sundown about her.
About her.
The woman that killed John Belushi.
And there was all kinds of rumor about who may have been with him that night at wine time or another.
Carrie Fisher had visited him.
De Niro.
Right.
Robin Williams
was on that short list.
They were all there.
They were all, you know, they all hung together. And
this is like Murder on the Orient Express. There are 12 suspects.
Then we thought of him, of course, because it's March 1st. And his Saturday Night Live.
Hang on.
What is that?
Did you beef?
I think it's his phone or something.
I don't know what that was. Well, it completely derailed a very interesting conversation about John Belushi. Yes, we were inspired because today is March 1st, and he did the classic bit about March coming in like a lion.
Last week, we made the comment that March comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb. Now here to reply is our chief meteorologist, John Belushi, with a seasonal report.
Thank you, Chevy. Well, another winter is almost over, and March, true to form, has come in like a lion, and hopefully we'll go out like a lamb. At least that's how March works here in the United States. But did you know that March behaves differently in other countries? Norway, for example, March comes in like a polar bear and goes out like a walrus. Or take the case of Honduras, where March comes in like a lamb and goes out like a salt marsh harvest mouse. Let us compare this to the Maldive Islands, where March comes in like a wildebeest and goes out like an ant. A tiny little ant about this big. Or consider the Republic of South Africa, where March comes in like a lion and goes out like a different lion. Like one has a mane and one doesn't have a mane. Or in certain parts of South America, where March swims in like a sea otter, then it slithers out like a giant anaconda. There you can buy land real cheap, you know? And there's a country where March hops in like a kangaroo and stays a kangaroo for a while, and then it becomes a slightly smaller kangaroo. Then for a couple days, it's sort of a cross between a frilled lizard and a common house cat. Wait. Then it changes back into a smaller kangaroo, and then it goes out like a wild dingo. Now, it's not Australia. Now, you'd think it would be Australia, but it's not. A rock, pal! I know a country where March comes in like an emu and goes out like a tapir, and they don't even know what it means. All right? Now, listen, there are 9 different countries where March comes in like a frog and goes out like a golden retriever. But that's not the weird part. No, the weird part is...
Heart attack. John Belushi, today's dead guy in the envelope, and Roy wins with that. He's on his way to the Houston Open starting Monday, March 26th. Buy your tickets at houstonopen.org.